That's not the only hot ticket in town. The Drakensberg Boys Choir, we know who they are, right? They've endured and triumphed and adapted to using new tools to perform their music and showcase what South Africa is all about. And they've done this internationally over so many years. The last 2 years, no doubt, have had an incredible impact on those young boys. But you can once again see them again. Two nights only, and that's happening, of course, at the Joburg Theatre. The show kicked off last night, so tonight will be the last chance to see the Drakensberg Boys Choir in Gauteng. I'm joined now by Dave Cato from the Drakensberg Boys Choir School. Dave, wow, it's a return after 4 years. I cannot imagine how rough the last 4 years have been, particularly, of course, because, you know, your boys come in through the system and eventually leave. How have you coped?
First of all, good morning, Bongani and 702 listeners. Yes, Bongani, it's 4 years since we performed here at the Joburg Theatre. And in particular, the last 2 years have been pretty lean. 6 months in 2020, from mid-March to mid-September, the boys weren't able to perform at all. And given what was happening in schools, we could seldom rehearse either. So it's wonderful to be back performing to full audiences in our own auditorium back in the Drakensberg. We've been performing to as few as, on occasions, 50 people, sometimes 100. And when the capacity was lifted to 50% of the venue capacity, we had audiences of up to 200 or 300. But how special is it to be back here at one of the centers of arts in the country, the Joburg Theatre? So our boys, very, very excited. They had an absolutely spectacular performance last night, and we're looking forward to performing to a full theatre audience this evening.
You've performed for presidents, to the Pope. You've gone to international concert halls, intimate gatherings, open-air performances. Are we going to see more of the same, the kind of things you've done before, the classics, the Mozarts, the Vivaldis, but also, I suppose, a bit of South African flavour with Iphindombi, that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly that, Bongani. That's one of the strengths of the Drakensberg Boys Choir, is that they can sing literally anything from Mozart and Vivaldi to modern pop and everything else in between. And of course, being South African and proudly South African, the African folklore program that we have performed for many years now, and I can tell you there's something very special in store for the audience tonight. We have two different African lore repertoires, but the one they're going to perform tonight is the one that I think is very special and certainly the best that I've seen. So the audiences are in for a real treat this evening. And our boys, they are young boys, aged 10 to 15. But when they take to that stage, they look like they've been giants in the artistic industry for many, many years.
I've had the privilege of, in fact, watching boys perform at the school. And there's I can't think of a choir that can match the versatility of what your young boys can do. Dave Cato, congratulations at being back on the stage. It's at the Joburg Theatre, the Drakensberg Boys Choir. You can get their tickets, of course, at the Joburg Theatre via the Joburg Theatre. You can get their tickets there for the second of their two-night performances. That's what you can do this weekend.